How long have you been deaf in this ear?
Since as long as I can remember. Oh!
Shut up! Get still while the doctor is examining you.
I need a fish hook about the right size for a mullet with a long shank and a hammer.
A fish hook? A hammer?
Here's the fish hook and the hammer.
Ow! A pea. It is very papilionaceous, is it not?
He must have stuck it in his ear when he was a child.
Oh, my God, it's loud. I mean, everything is loud. My own voice is loud.
Your deafness is cured. A very satisfactory operation.
I've had an operation? I'm the only person I know who's had an operation. It feels as if my whole head has filled up with spring water, all cold and clear.
Have some sense when the doctor has been kind enough to cure you. All these years thinking you are deaf. But now, there will be no excuses when I ask you to remember to collect something on your way home or to stoke up the fire before we go to church.
Perhaps now, you will hear me when I say to you, Mendelssohn Samadhi,
Antonio, do you remember our island? It does not change. On the feast day of Saint Gerasimos, we still bring our sick to the holy place and pray that their suffering may cease. When Pelagia was a child, I promised her that I would write a history of Catalonia. But somehow, I still have not found the time. I wanted her to understand how a land so peaceful could be shattered by earthquakes and war. I wanted her to understand why sometimes the gods bless us, and why they sometimes become angry and shake us and fill our lives with pain. I want her to learn the lesson that nature teaches us, that we should not ask why we are wounded, only if the wound can be healed.
Άγιε μου Γεράσιμε, σε ευχαριστώ. Άγιε μου Γεράσιμε, σε ευχαριστώ.
Purely psychological phenomenon.
How do you explain the miracle? Can Lenin cure the mad? Can Stalin heal the afflicted?
It's obvious. It's a setup to keep people enslaved to religion.
You don't have to shout. I'm not deaf.
Thank you.
your ears.
Eventually, one of these days, like all of us. Turn over. Ah! Good, strong gluteals. Ella, here. Tell us about the gluteals.
Please, come closer. Have a good look. That's your friends. Everybody's welcome.
Gluteals. Maximus, medius, minimus. The maximus is the external surface of the ilium between anterior and interior gluteal lines. Medius is
a hip stabilizer. Mandras!
Catra!
You'll be fine.
They told me you're shot. I thought I was going to die.
I don't know why you can't keep out of trouble. I don't know.
Catra, you should count yourself lucky you don't have a son. Boys, they never grow up. Look at me. Old. Before my time.
Calimera per la ia. Calimera.
Fish are all hiding in the rocks, keeping cool at the bottom of the sea.
Battleship, the Ellie, has been torpedoed by an Italian submarine, despite the fact that Greece is not yet involved in the war. Prime Minister Metaxas has protested strongly to Mussolini's government in Rome, which has denied responsibility for the attack. And there are continued reports of fighting between Greek and Italian soldiers on the Greek-Albanian border. But in Athens this morning, the Italian ambassador once again...
What are they saying?
The Italians are in Albania, close to the border.
At home...
They have reported some fight.
There. You hear that?
They are saying they are not about to declare war.
There. What did I say?
They want to catch us sleeping. They want to creep up on us in the dead of night.
You filthy liar.
Your father was a ghost.
Shut up! If you two don't stop trading insults, I'm going to start taking coffee at home.
Mandras wants to marry me. I told him he'd have to ask you.
I don't want to marry him.
You don't like him.
We're both too young. Everyone is too young when they marry. I have often thought that you would only ever be able to marry happily with a foreigner. A dentist from Norway. Or something. Mandras is not your equal. And he would expect to be better than his wife. He is a man, after all. I will tell you now what I will say to him. I am not giving away a dowry.
Who marries without a dowry?
You should marry for love.
I love Mandras. So what am I supposed to do? Go off to Mandras' mother's house with nothing but a bag of clothes? Oh, and my goat. I'll never be able to show my face. I'll be the laughing stock of Catalonia. You can imagine how people will talk. I don't know how you would bear the shame.
There is going to be a war. Terrible things happen in wars. Use this to defend yourself. And if necessary, use it against yourself. Your marriage will have to wait.
I look around me. I see fishermen. I see farmers. I see strong, healthy men who are born free. But today, your freedom is in danger. The Italian army sweeps through Albania, and her troops stand ready to cross the frontiers of Greece.
Ezio Mussolini!
If you care about your country, then you must fight to defend her. Join the war in Albania. Fight for your mothers, your sweethearts, your wives, your children. Fight for the freedom. For all Greek people to live their lives with dignity and respect.
Tito è là!
Tito!
Tito!
Παραπονίζεται η δούλη του Θεού, Πελαγία, τον δούλο του Θεού Μαντρά, εις το όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος Αμήν. Παραπονίζεται ο δούλος του Θεού Μαντρά, τη δούλη του Θεού Πελαγία, εις το όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος Αμήν. Να ζήσετε.
When I come back from the war, we will get married. And I will build a house for Pelagia on the land that belonged to my father.
Εις το όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος Αμήν.
I know we are different. I don't know about the world. Where have I been? What could I know? I don't know how to say what I feel inside. I don't know how to tell you what is in here. But I think, I know. Pelagia, I love you.
Tomorrow, I leave for the war.
Pelagia, come and dance with me.
Promise that you will write to me.
Guillermo!
Addio, Guillermo.
My darling, you have not written since that day I saw you off. And I am so terrified that I am not getting any letters from you because you have been wounded or taken prisoner. And I have nightmares that you are dead. Summer has turned to winter, and I am writing my 100th letter to you. The wounded who have returned bring news of terrible conditions. Freezing cold, no food. But they bring no news from you. Every day I wait for the mail from Argostoli. And every day there is nothing. And I feel as if I am going mad with worry and fear. I try not to lose hope. But I long to feel something, even if it is only pain.
Oh, Pacho. Oh, Pacho.
Hitler will never let his lapdog be humiliated. He will come to Mussolini's aid.
I have written this letter a dozen times, and a dozen times I have thrown it away. I don't know how to describe my feelings. It's as if I've been waiting 100 years to hear from you. Waiting 100 years for you to return.
Bella-Gia.
This is hopeless. It's all wrong!
Following the brief defeat of the Italians in Albania, Hitler's bombers have counterattacked, and the German army has driven a path through to the Greek capital, Athens. A large number of Greek ships were destroyed in the bombing of the nearby port of Piraeus. On April the 27th, the Athenian military commissioner, General Kalmakov, officially handed over the keys of the ancient city to his German counterpart, Lieutenant Colonel von Zeppelin, and preparations are underway for a carve-up of the territory. Hitler retains direct control of much of northern Greece, including Salonika and the southern island of Crete. The rest of Greece will be under the control of Hitler's ally, Mussolini, though the Germans will retain the final authority.
Captain Corelli.
Fuck off.
Have you told the mayor that unless we receive the surrender of the town's authorities in 5 minutes, we'll mobilize our troops and storm the building?
The mayor says if you don't know what fuck off means, then come inside and we'll show you.
We refuse to surrender to a nation that we have defeated in Albania, and we reserve the right to surrender to a German officer of significant rank. So fuck off.
Who is this? Who are you?
Captain Gunther Weber, liaison officer with the grenadiers at Luxori.
Captain is not what we would call a significant rank.
There are only 200 Germans on the island, and Captain Weber is the highest ranking officer amongst them.
Our decision is that surrendering to Captain Weber's dog is more appropriate than surrendering to an Italian.
Carlo Guercio, reporting for duty, sir.
Carlo, where have you served?
Albania.
Albania? None of us have seen any action yet.
I was with the Julia division.
Then you have fought enough for all of us. Carlo, can you sing? Let's hear you sing.
Oh, mio bambino caro, mi piace bello. Bello.
No matter. Everyone in our battery is a member of the Opera Society. These are the rules of engagement. 1. All those called to regular musical fatigue shall be obliged to play a musical instrument. The spoons, the helmet, comb, paper, and so on and so on. 2. Anyone who says that Donizetti is better than Verdi shall be required to sing Funiculi Funicula and other songs about railways. 3.
It's out of the question.
Sir, the fact is, I'm sorry to say, and with great regret, that my orders are to billet an officer in your home.
I am a doctor. This is my surgery. I don't have room for guests.
Sir, these are my orders.
I don't care. I don't recognize your authority. Wait a minute. What is wrong with your feet?
I have terrible corns. My boots are killing me.
You are a quartermaster. You must have access to medical supplies.
To treat your corns, I will need morphine, hypodermic syringes, sulfur ointment, surgical spirit neosalvasan, iodine, scalpels, collodion, bandages, lint. Perhaps your officer could bring supplies when he comes.
My father is not here. He'll be home this evening.
I don't even know who I am.
Andreas?
I walked all the way from Epirus. No boots.
I wrote to you every day. 100 letters. And not a single reply.
I never learned to read or write.
Oh, Lord, what a stench. It's worse than pigs. You see, Belayer, what a state these men get into when there are no women to look after them. And I don't care if he's been to war. If we catch his fleas and lice, I'm going to skin him alive.
Ammonia, oil of sassafras, and zinc for scabies.
You're a woman, and you know so many things.
Well,
at least you can see what you're getting. It's not much of a bargain, is it?
You fall in love with the person, not the body.
Love enters by the eyes and also leaves by the eyes. Take it from me.
Beat the Italians. We had them running. But we couldn't fight the Germans.
If I could cook, I would exchange jobs with you. In fact, I might retire.
Bella bambina! Forgive me. Forgive me. I don't mean to embarrass you. I'm Captain Antonio Corelli, and that man is one of our heroes. He has 100 medals for saving life, and none for taking it.
A brave Italian is a freak of nature.
Said like a true Greek patriot.
Captain Corelli, I want a word with you. Now, I want an explanation. I want to know why you have defaced the monument.
What monument?
You have changed the inscription to Latin. Do you think you can so easily erase our history? Is this how you wage war? By the chipping away of letters?
I must protest.
You cannot protest. There is no excuse.
I was about to protest because I was not responsible for it.
Pathetic.
If you could tell me where I'm going to sleep.
In my daughter's room.
But where will your daughter sleep?
It's none of your business where I sleep.
Tonight, I sleep in the yard. Tomorrow, I request alternative accommodation.
I have made an arrangement with your quartermaster. You are staying here, whether you like it or not.
But your daughter's bed, I feel it would not be...
I don't care how you feel. That is not my problem. I am not the aggressor. You understand me?
This is very good.
This is Kefalonian meat pie. Except that thanks to you people, it doesn't have any meat in it.
I could bring some food. A little wine. Perhaps some panettone.
Don't accept food from the enemy.
Maybe a little panettone. I am going for a walk.
The curfew starts in 1 hour's time.
I was born here. This is my island.
Aren't you going to go and arrest him? He's defying you, ignoring the curfew.
You're absolutely right. Quick, get the gun. Somebody shoot him, shoot him!
Batteria! In attenzione! Sparare! Direzione! Uno, tre, due!
Capitano Antonio Corelli. Now you try. Capitano Antonio Corelli.
Babi Baba Finono Calicali.
What? Babi Baba? Capitano.
Capitano.
Sì, si, Antonio.
Lemoni.
Corelli.
Go home. Go home. You can come back later.
Signorina, in times of war, we have to make the most of what little innocent pleasure there is.
I've started to make a waistcoat for you. Eagles and flowers, embroidered with gold thread. But I can't seem to get them to match up. One flower is much bigger. One eagle is in a different place from the others. And when I try to make them more even, it gets worse. I just can't get it right.
You could kill him, you know. He's the enemy. You could poison him. No one would ever know how he died. Dimitri and Spiros have both left to join the partisans. They've gone by boat to Patra. And who knows where from there. I should be with them.
You're not going anywhere until you are strong again.
Read the last one. The last letter you wrote before I came home.
My darling, I've heard nothing from you for such a long time, and I feel desperate and helpless. And I am burning my brains with worry. Yesterday I wrote you such a long letter that said everything perfectly. And believe it.
Listen.
Mandras!
Drunk.
Yes, I confess. We've been drinking, singing, genuinely misbehaving.
I thought you were a soldier.
Captain Antonio Corelli, 33rd Regiment Artillery, reporting for duty!
Is everything a joke to you?
No. Not everything.
Captain Corelli, I think this would be a good time to hear you play the mandolin. What on earth are you doing?
I was just about to start.
Well, about time, too, I should think.
The first 45 and a half bars are for the orchestra. Allegro, moderato, e grazioso. You have to imagine the orchestra.
And damned if I can sit through all that tapping again. Just play your part.
If I do that, I'll start getting confused about when I'm supposed to come in. And that, in a concert hall, would be a disaster.
I apologize for disrupting the concert. I apologize to each and every one of you. To those in the cheapest seats in the gods, to your majesties in your royal boxes, draped in your jewelry and your fine furs. But I'm damned if I can imagine an orchestra.
I'm going to bed.
Is this where the captain sleeps?
I was coming to see you.
I'm leaving, Pelagia. In the morning, I'll take my boat to Astacos.
It's not safe.
I'm a fisherman. I know those waters like the back of my hand.
I don't want you to go.
If I die, I won't have died for nothing. And if I live, I'll walk with my head held high for the rest of my life. And everyone will say, that's Mandras, who fought for his country in the war.
I finished your waistcoat.
No.
You can take it now if you want.
The two sides, they're not the same.
Italian captain. Pindos Gorgis, Albania. 14,000 of you against 8,000 of us.
You could have driven us into the sea.
If it weren't for your German friends, we would have.
My friends are the men in my battery. The people I grew up with. People of my hometown.
So, what do you think of our island, captain?
I like your island.
And what do you think of our girls? What do you think of my Pelagia?
Sacre armi de cose.
dolci mani, mansuete pure, o mani elette, ave l'opre.
Heil Hitler! Heil Puccini! I saw your party. I thought I would come and introduce myself.
You mean you saw the naked women and want to come and get a closer look?
We've met before.
A surrender at the town hall.
You're much better at having parties than you are at negotiating surrender.
Well, we're Italian. Famous for singing, eating, making love.
What's your name?
Antonio Corelli. Grazie.